Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready for a scoop-off?
We might have ourselves an old-fashioned scoop-off.
Guns are drawn.
That's right.
Opposing sides.
Scoop off. We might be in the middle of one.
Scoop off time.
I know. So Wiggy says Rich Keefe may have to step aside.
I heard Courtney's scoop.
Step off, bruh.
Cocoa Bomb? Is that caught on? Is it Cocoa Bomb?
Cocoa Bomb. The official post on the WEEI social media account is it was a Cocoa Bomb.
All right, so Scoops Keefe.
Yes.
V Cocoa Bomb. Hockey Insider, Scoops Keefe, and Coco, who all over the place, because Coco had a big story last week about who's buying the Celtics.
Massive report. Three finalists to buy the Boston Celtics, which there's been very little reporting on. Yeah.
So
you're hearing differently than said Coco Bob.
So I got a little bit of intel last night, and I was like, oh, I'm looking forward to sharing it on the show, right? I wasn't going to make it about me. I wasn't going to post it last night. I was like, let me wait until the show, 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, 10 to 2. So I'm like, let me save it. Then I hear Coco this morning say that Jeremy Swayman has signed a deal with the Bruins. I almost drove off the road, Jones.
Yikes. Well, yeah, be careful.
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I almost did. I didn't. Everybody's safe. I made it in safely. The car's in front of me safely.
I'd imagine people are doing the same now when they hear scoop off.
I'm hearing.
Careful on the roads.
I'm kind of hearing the opposite.
Kind of hearing the opposite. Let's tighten it up.
I'm not hearing a deal.
Let's tighten up our wording because
I'm not out Schefter. I'm not Woj. People can pick it apart.
There's a lot of loose wording out there on, and this is not Courtney. Courtney was very clear in her wording.
No.
There's a lot of loose wording on what I would call in quotes.
Yeah.
Reports.
Yes.
A lot of loose wording out there. So let's tighten up our wording here, Keith.
So you saw me earlier today working the phones.
Oh,
you saw me in the back room working the phones.
So many phones.
So, a deal has not been done, from what I understand. They're going to begin camp without him, is what I also understand.
Well, he is definitely not on the roster of players who reported.
True.
Now, look, he could always show up.
Yeah.
And maybe that was the leverage play for him. I'm not going to show up. And they said, let's pay the guy. But, so far he has not reported.
Yeah, maybe they're using it as sort of a, timetable or sort of like we're going to negotiate all up until camp, then we want you for camp. But I don't think he's going to be there at the start of camp. I don't believe negotiations have gone great. I think clearly Jeremy Swayman and the arbitration thing from a year ago has greatly affected him. He asked for a ton of money. The Bruins didn't want to give him a ton of money. It's been a much more difficult negotiation than I'm sure the Bruins anticipated. They've gotten a lot of guys signed to pretty team-friendly deals in years past. Swayman doesn't seem to want to play that game. His agent, famously around the league with other teams, doesn't want to play that game. I don't think a deal is done. Now, maybe Courtney's right. Maybe we'll find out at high noon today. Maybe Don Sweeney will announce it. But as of right now, I don't think a deal is done. And I also, this is also what I've been told. This is another scoop here, Jones.
Oh, a second scoop.
Yes. So I told you that the Swayman asked for 10.
Asked for or demanded?
Asked for.
Asked for.
Asked for. It's a negotiation, Jones.
He didn't demand it.
No, he asked for 10.
Interesting.
I don't believe the Bruins will go north of 8.
The Bruins will not go north of 8.
No, I don't think so.
Because I've seen
I saw a report that did say 8.5, which I don't believe that one either. There's a lot happening right now.
I would consider some spotty reporting.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I've seen the 8.5 AAV out there. To your knowledge, the Bruins will not go to that number.
Because I'm not going to look down on other scoops, right? Because I deal with that. In this world, I deal with that. There's a lot of hockey reporter.
There's a lot of scoop shaming going on.
So I'm not scoop shaming anybody. I'm certainly not scoop shaming Courtney or some of those other figures that you've seen. But all I'll say is, like, Elliot Friedman or some of these guys, they haven't reported over $8 million, right? Or eight and a half. It was the one we saw, $8.5 million per year. So, to the best of my knowledge, the Bruins won't go north of $8 million, and a deal has not been finalized.
Okay. Wow. Lot there.
Yeah, I know.
Lot there. And we were not aware. You got this intel, Keith, when?
Last night.
Last night, yep. You got this intel, so we were not aware of Courtney's scoop.
No, because I even texted you guys. I'm like, hey, I got some stuff for Swayman tomorrow.
I got some scoopage, and Courtney has a scoop as well. So, look, we are not scoop shaming.
Yeah.
We're going to see who's right. Yeah, it's conflicting information.
It's a scoop off. Listen, look, it's a scoop off.
Here's what I think.
Old fashioned.
Here's what I think the real headline is.
Yeah, what's that?
I think people are coming to WEEI as the Bruins station.
I think you might be right.
I think people are talking.
Bees insiders.
Bees insiders.
You know, people are talking.
Yeah.
I got a bee problem at my house. You know about that.
That's a good point.
So add that to the mix.
So let me tell you, I think people are coming to WEEI as the Bruins station.
I think they probably should.
I think people want to talk Bruins to Courtney. People want to talk Bruins, and they have for a while, to hashtag Scoops Keith.
Correct.
And so, look, I don't know. I feel like kind of stuck in the middle on this
one. It's a hot topic, though. This is a hot topic. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to make you choose a side, because I think I already know side you're going to choose. No. But this is a hot topic. I mean, the Swayman thing is one of the bigger NHL stories in the across the sport.
You're going to hear this coming up.
Across North America.
Darren Dreger.
Yep.
Dregs. Good old Dregs. Yep. He led insider trading last night. The name that he led with all the restricted free agents and all the negotiations throughout the NHL, Jeremy Swayman. So I agree with you.
Yeah.
And who would argue with Scoops Keith?
So far, if you did, you'd be wrong.
I mean, on hockey, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't go there.
Correct.
He led the whole thing. So it's a big story, not just in Boston.
Yeah.
But it's a big story throughout the NHL. Yeah.
And so camp officially begins today, because we've been sort of talking about this off and on for a while when we've had different Swayman updates along the way. It's like, all right, well, camp starts soon, and the same thing with the NBA. It's like the NBA and the NHL season start so much quicker than you think. Mm-hmm. Like, the next thing you know, there's going to be preseason games for both of these teams. So they're back on the ice. They had that captain's practice however long ago, and Swayman was there for that. This is sort of a different animal. And so we'll hear from Sweeney and Jim Montgomery today, and I'm sure they're going to want to talk about the guys who are there, but I would imagine everybody else is going to want to talk about Jeremy Swayman.
Yeah, if you believe some of the reporting out there, they could come out today and announce it right at noon.
That'd be great.
They could.
That'd be great. I don't think so, but that'd be great.
Or they could come out and say, we're going to talk about the guys that are here, and reporting could turn. So an old-fashioned
scoop-off. Something's got to give.
Here on WEEI.
Wow.
Scoop off time.
That's right. Let's go.
No deal for Jeremy Swayman, according to Scoops Keefe. They are not close, according to Scoops Keefe. And the Bruins will not go north of $8 million, according to Scoops Keefe, who also reported a few weeks back, that Jeremy Swayman is asking for, not demanding, asking for
it's a negotiation.
$10 million,
especially because didn't we hear that the Bruins offered like 6.7? Was that what Spit and Chicklets had? 6.7. All right. So if you want 8 or 8.5, maybe you shoot for a little bit north of
There's
that.
There's a certain negotiating tactic to get there, which I would agree with. So if you have thoughts on the Bruins and Jeremy Swayman, they report to camp today. As Keith said, we have Don Sweeney and Jim Montgomery speaking shortly after noon. I think we'll check in at the podium.
Yes, let's
see what they have to say.
Yeah.
On the program here today, Jones and Keith, a lot of ways you can get in touch. On the phones, of course. Yes.
Maybe there'll be egg on my face. Maybe there'll be big old scrambled egg on my face. It could happen.
It could happen. I mean, look.
It hasn't happened yet.
There's two different ways of looking at this.
Yeah.
Either Scoops Keith has just a pristine track record.
It's 100% hit rate thus far.
And you'll never be wrong.
No.
Or at some point, you just say, well, we were due for one.
We were due for a trip up.
And you got to lean in on.
Maybe I was fed a bill of goods.
You got to lean in on the overall record of track record of reporting.
Also possible.
But there's a lot of ways to get in touch. And if you want to talk Bruins, get in early. 617-779-7937. Phone lines open for you. You can also text the show at 37937. We are going to talk Patriots and Jets. Which team would you rather be? Who do you think's in a better spot going forward? The Jets with their old, kind of crummy quarterback, but a good roster around him, or the Patriots with no roster and no talent, but maybe the long-term answer at quarterback. Who would you rather be? It fits in perfectly on a Would You Rather Wednesday.
Yes,
here on Jones and Keefe. You can interact with the show on Twitter, at Jones and Keefe. Same on Instagram, Jones and Keefe. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. You can view along there. So a lot to get to here on the show, as promised. With Swayman, I said this before, Keith.
Yeah.
If he gets north of eight, he won the negotiation.
It's a big win for him.
He broke the Bruins.
Yeah.
And I'm also on record saying I have no problem with it. In fact, I'm rooting for him in the negotiations. The Bruins, I think, butchered this a long time ago, where they took him to arbitration. They wouldn't play him in the postseason. They wouldn't commit to him, even independent of all the contractual stuff. Even last year, you went into the postseason not knowing who was going to start game one, unless you listen to hashtag Scoops Keefe.
Mm-hmm.
Allmark started game two, and if Allmark played well, they would have stuck with that stupid rotation. And so I think they've butchered this a million different ways. They traded Allmark before they had to this offseason.
Right.
They brought in, arguably,
the worst goalie in the league.
Statistically,
the worst goalie in the league
a year ago. Yep. Swayman has all the leverage. I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him to win this negotiation against the Bruins. And for all of the noise you'll hear out there, you can't win with a highly paid goalie. Not true.
Vasilevsky's won multiple times.
Who won last year? Oh, that'd be Sergei Bobrovsky.
Does he get paid a lot?
One of the most highly compensated goaltenders in the NHL.
Now, he has to play his ass off. Like, that's the thing. It's like, you get this contract. Well, I think he does.
For the Bruins?
Swayman. Yeah, for the Bruins. For them to win, you can't pay the goalie that much. Just like we say in all sports and some of the, you know, the NFL contracts, you don't regret the contract if the guy plays really well.
Yeah.
Nobody's like, can you believe what they're paying Patrick Mahomes? It's like, yeah, I can. They should probably pay him more.
Yeah, right? He's underpaid.
And like when Tatum and Brown broke through and won the title, you're not then thinking, oh my God, they're getting $50, $60 million. No, they won the title. That's what they're supposed to do. So if Swayman is going to, if he ends up getting this money, that would be a guy that played it right, you know, cashed in at the right time. But now you're saying going forward, Swayman, McAvoy, Pastrnak, all the pressure's on you guys. Everybody else that helps, great. But you're going to be the reason they win or lose.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to those three.
And so, look, I mean, Florida's built a great roster around Bobrovsky despite paying Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
And so he really felt like more of a passenger on that team. I agree with you. The way the Bruins are set up,
he needs to be structured. But I think he can be.
He was last year.
Yeah, right.
He was last year. They won a round. Like, do we forget the Bruins won a round last year? That's not a cup. But he advanced last season.
Right.
And I hear all the time, well, he only plays half the time.
Yeah.
Whose fault is that? That's his fault?
I don't think so. I don't think he's backing out of games.
I think he can do it.
No.
I don't think the Bruins asked him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this was part of their game all along with Swayman. We're going to bring him along slowly. We're going to split time with Allmark. And that way, when he hits the market, he won't have a leg to stand on. Tough. AAVs are going up throughout the NHL. The salary cap continues to increase year after year after year. And so I think this is a player who understands his value.
He understands business. He went to business school.
That's true. He'll let you know about that.
Yep.
Yeah, he stands on business.
Sure does.
And he's committed to getting what he feels he's worth. Now, look, if he tucks tail and signs for like $7 million,
well, that's a win for Sweeney.
I'm going to say this was all a bunch of bluster and Swayman. You said you were committed to it. You're a fraud. You're a phony.
Yeah.
But if he gets north of eight, I'm going to say he won the negotiation. I'm going to say he took the Bruins to the woodshed. And I'm going to say that the Bruins bungled this thing starting years ago with Jeremy Swayman when they could have gotten in front of it. And instead, they chased it all along. And it's their own fault. They had to bend the knee and pay through the nose for Jeremy Swayman.
The other thing that's sort of been tossed out there along the way, and I don't have any info on this, but would the two sides eventually go with like a shorter term deal? Like, is it definitely going to be of the 7 or 8 year variety?
Good point.
Or is it
bridge
like
contract?
Is it a bridge contract? It'll be like, all right, we'll give you more, but we don't want to get sunk in because we also want to, you know, and even though it might be their fault for not playing him the whole time, like they were going with that goalie tandem, which certainly in the regular seasons worked very well. But if they say, we want to see it a little bit more, right? If we want to see, like, these guys that you're comparing yourself to have won cups, have won Vezinas, and have just been in the league longer, then maybe we want to see it and then we'll do it. But I don't know. And I'm curious about, like, the bad blood aspect of it, too. Like, does Swayman, can he get over it? Like, this is clearly a hard-fought negotiation. When I had mentioned the $10 million whatever a month ago, and then it was hilarious because a couple days after that, there were a lot of different scoops. Again, not to, you know, look down on other scoops, but they were like, deal's a lot closer than people are saying.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it is?
Yeah.
They're just taking a month to, like, talk about it?
Yeah.
Like it was a good month?
It's been close for a month,
Keith. Been close for a month?
Yeah.
Like, okay, that doesn't seem to be super accurate. But can Swayman just finally, even if he gives in a little bit, right? Say he doesn't get every last penny that he wanted, but it's still a good deal. Certainly the richest contract he's ever gotten. Does he put all that behind him? You hope that he does. You hope that these players can say, all right, now let's move on. Or is it like, I got to go somewhere else? That a little bit apples to oranges, but like Matt Judon didn't get a new contract in Atlanta, but would not have played for what he's playing for in New England.
Yeah, sometimes.
But he's going to play for that in Atlanta.
Sometimes it's easier to do that elsewhere. Not that that necessarily applies to
Swayman.
No,
the same thing happened to Chara. Remember, like, they told Chara, they're like, look, we'll have you back, but your role is going to be diminished. And he's like, well, what? And then he went to, Washington, right? And, like, played out his career there. And just because, look, I don't want to be the guy that is doing that. So I don't think Swayman's going to want to take a discount here by any stretch.
Okay, a couple of texts, 37937. If you want to jump in on the Bruins, Jeremy Swayman, good old-fashioned scoop-off here at WEEI. Guys, he barely beat Toronto in a seven-game series. He needed overtime and a bad turnover for the Bruins to win, and he got smoked by Florida. He didn't get smoked by Florida. The Bruins got smoked. He played well. Who started game two and lost in that? The Toronto series, do you recall?
It was a big Linus.
That was Linus Ullmark.
Big Lean.
So I don't know. Maybe if they just gave him the series to start, they would have finished off Toronto a little bit quicker.
What do you think he's worth? Just forget what he wants and forget what the Bruins are willing to give him. What do you think Swayman, just like kind of open market, would be worth per year?
Oh, on the open market?
Yeah. If he was just available to everybody.
Yeah, 8.5, 9.
Yeah.
Something like that.
9 would make him the fourth. Now, again, Carey Price, I know that's sort of a different thing, but he's still making 10.5. Bobrovsky's making 10. Vasilevsky's making 9.5.
Yeah,
Hellebuck's making 8.5.
Okay, Bobrovsky's a good example. Most of those guys I don't think ever got to market. So, like, Bobrovsky did, and he got 10. Like 8.5, 9 million, something like that. Bobrovsky had won a Vezina at that point. Had he won two? I forget. I think he had won a Vezina in Columbus. I may have that wrong. Maybe it was two.
It might be two.
And so that's a little different. But if you're telling me he's on the open market and there's no restrictions, 8.5, 9 million.
I would think so.
I think if there's an 8 in front of it or higher, he won the deal. He won the negotiation.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm rooting for him.
Well, definitely. And I think, and that's the thing. Like, do they both feel like that's palpable? Like, right? If one's saying, hey, we'll give you 6.7 and the other one wants 10 and then you land on 8. Can they both walk away feeling that that's a win? Or is there, like, they're both kind of steaming, right? Like, if the gap is that big, $3.5-4 million, whatever the gap is, somewhere in the middle isn't ideal, especially when you go back to what he had to say about going to arbitration the year before. Like, he's still thinking about that.
Chef Boyardee on Twitter.
Nice.
At Jones WEEI, at Keefe21. 11:10-2 on WEEI. You're willing to talk Bruins.
That's right.
Where other shows only talk Patriots. Also, who doesn't love a good old-fashioned scoop-off?
Scoop-off, man. There's a lot on the line in a scoop-off.
I think that's the headline here. I think the headline is WEEI. It's your Bruins station.
Yeah,
I kind of think that's the headline here. Yep. People are talking to Courtney. People are talking to Keefe.
Yep.
Other people are promising nebulous Bruins news soon-ish.
I'm not sure what that gets you.
I think we have pretty firm reporting, even though it's a scoop-off. People have a stance and they're sticking to it. Mm-hmm. So we'll hear Sweeney. We'll hear Montgomery shortly afternoon. We'll hear your Bruins thoughts as well all day long here on Jones and Keefe. Let's go to Mark in Medford. Get us started today, Mark.
What do you got, Mark?
Okay, you heard it here first. Swayman's going to sign for $8.25 million. That's what he's going to get. And I'll tell you why you guys are getting the scoops at EEI.
Why is that?
Because the other two shows in the midday and late afternoon, all they want to do is talk about Patriots and the NFL and football.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with talking football. We will talk football today,
but we'll talk Bruins. We'll talk Celtics when that season starts. We even talked a lot of Red Sox until their season ended last night.
Should we throw Mark and Medford into the scoop-off?
Sure. Yeah, Mark Medford's saying 8.25. Because what he's doing is he's taking the 8.5 that's out there, then the 8 that I'm suggesting the Bruins won't go higher than.
Don't scoop shame, Keith.
I'm not scoop shaming.
You just promised you weren't going to scoop shame.
I'm not scoop shaming. I apologize.
You're just peeling back the curtain a little bit on the scoop.
I'm just analyzing.
Yeah.
Just a little magnifying glass onto that scoop. 8.25. But I'm with you. 8.25 would be a win for Swayman.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Anything eight or higher, you feel like is a win for him.
Okay.
I agree with that.
I mean, you want Bruins news. WEEI seems like the place. 617-779-7937. Coco Bombs, a Courtney Cox scoop. Scoops Keefe is telling you no deal. Plus, Mark in Medford is giving you the AAV. A lot of scoopage right here on Jones and Keefe. Let's get into your Bruins expectations for this year. How good are they going to be with or without Jeremy Swayman?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If you want to start at the top of the food chain, I think you have to look at the Boston Bruins and Jeremy Swayman. There's ongoing dialogue there. That's not new. They've been talking for quite some time. The Bruins will tell you that it is priority to get this guy signed. Both sides looking at a long-term commitment. He will be their number one. Jeremy Swayman has basically been in the Boston area training with his teammates all off-season long, but there is still a gap, and the countdown has begun to the opening of training camp. So positive vibes coming out of Boston, but it's not done yet.
We got a good old-fashioned scoop-off.
Scoop-off.
Here at WEEI.
Positive vibes, I would also disagree with.
So that was Darren Dreger, insider trading. We referenced that earlier today. TSN up in Canada.
There's a third side, apparently, Keith.
We weren't aware
of that. Mark and Medford kind of dabbling in that.
So there's I thought there'd be two sides, but you're right. I guess there are three.
It's a sides. Yeah, it's a scoop pyramid.
This is like The Office with Michael Scott, Andy, there, Dwight.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So basically, there's three camps you can be a part of. There is the deal
it's
is
done. Done deal. Get ready for it. Announcement coming soon.
The deal is not done, and they have a ways to go. Is sort of what I'm suggesting.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they'll never get a deal done.
Yeah, you're saying.
But I'm just saying right now it doesn't seem super close. And then there's this third side, which is like, it's not done, but it's going to be done.
Yeah.
A little threesome.
Yes. Thank you, Will.
I
agree.
That?
That's kind of where we're at there.
Third side.
Yeah. That one feels like you're not really taking a stance, though.
Third side feels like you don't know anything.
That's
you're just kind of. Yeah. Third side, you're just kind of in the middle.
Because that third side.
Like, I give all the credit in the world to Courtney. She's saying
yes,
it's done.
Yeah. 100%.
Plant your flag.
Yeah.
It's not,
maybe kind of there could
positive
be.
Positive vibes.
What the heck is that?
Bruins news soonish. It's a firm report.
Scoops,
and then
aside.
Let's see who's right.
Scoops aside.
Yeah.
Which is hard to do.
Yeah.
But put the scoops aside for a second.
Yeah. Lay down your ice cream scooper.
How positive can the scoops be? This negotiation has been going on for a long time. Camp starts today.
Great point.
And they haven't officially announced the deal yet, so how great has it been going?
Right. Even if they get a deal done, is any of it positive?
Was it great, or is like both sides kind of pissed? Maybe that's the sign of a good negotiation. Both sides are mad.
Everybody walks away angry.
Because how can both sides be happy?
We all lost.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to pay this guy. He's like, yeah. I wish I got more.
Right.
Like, whatever. And then he goes into the season mad. Bruins are mad they gave him that kind of money. Swayman's mad he didn't get more.
Yep.
That's what it kind of feels like. It's just, I feel there must be a bigger gap between the Bruins and this player than there has been any other star player in recent times. Because I'm sure Pasternak and his agent wanted a little more than he got, or McAvoy.
Maybe Krug. Maybe Krug, right?
And how did he do? Is he still here?
No, he's not. No. And who's his agent?
Same guy.
Hmm.
Jerry Maguire. No, more Bob Sugar, I guess. Jerry Maguire is actually, he only had one client. Bob Sugar.
Well, he only had one client at the end.
Yeah. Sugar. Rod Tidwell.
Sugar stole them all.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Including Kush.
Yeah, definitely Kush.
Yeah, Kush Lash.
Yeah.
Number one pick in the draft, though. That's the guy you'd want. That was back when they would pay those guys anything.
Yeah,
now it's more kind of...
Not slotted.
Yeah,
you pay, throw whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
Kush.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But Bruins camp's going to begin without Swayman, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Why don't you reiterate your scoop again?
No deal done yet, and the Bruins will not go north of $8 million per year.
Okay. And are they close?
I don't think so.
Okay. Scoops Keith says they are not close. Courtney Cox, Coco Bomb this morning, says the deal is done.
Which is as close as you can get.
That means that...
That's so close, it makes your head spin.
It's done.
Yeah,
it's done. So very firm reporting here at WEEI.
I like it.
People talking to them. All I know is that people with their Bruins scoops...
Yeah, they know where to go.
It seems like they come to WEEI.
They know where to go.
617-779-7937. We can get into the Bruins and your expectations for the Bees this year. Big offseason for the Bruins. We'll start to see them on the ice in short order. Elias Lindholm, Zadorov among them. Let's go to Marty in the car. What do you got today, Marty?
Hey, thanks. I love this Bruins talk, and I'm a big fan of Swayman's. 50-plus years of watching the Bruins regularly, and,
wow,
you know, the greatest goalie in that 50 years was Tim Thomas, without a doubt. And he had the it factor, and I believe that Swayman absolutely has the it factor. Is Swayman playing hardball? Absolutely. Are the Bruins? Absolutely.
Okay, you dropped out there.
Oh, we lost you. We didn't hang up on you, sir.
Absolutely.
We just lost you. Couple of hardballs, a hardball off. These two are both playing hardball. Yeah, no, this is, I think Swayman and his agent saw what was going on. They're like, all right, you're going to get rid of Ullmark. We didn't like what you did to us last year.
Nope.
You just brought in the worst goalie, statistically,
yeah,
the league has ever seen. No, from last year. Yeah, he was worst goalie in the league last year.
The worst goalie in the league last year in a bad situation, but the worst goalie last year, yes.
Anytime there's a negotiation, you talk about who has the most leverage, and it's pretty obvious that it's Jeremy Swayman. So how much is he willing to use that? How willing is he to sit this out? Right? Like, that's one thing that I'm sure, like, it's a lot easier to not sign a deal 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. Like, what are you missing? Right, because Swayman's a teammate of these guys. Like, I think he wants to be on the ice with these guys. He wants to get ready for the season. Right, it's like these baseball guys that hold out forever, and they're like, "Is this really what's best for me? Is this what's best for whatever team I go to?" So you wonder how much the Bruins are kind of banking on that, where they're like, "All right, well, now Swayman's missing practices. Like, how you feel about that? You're missing these practices. Like, don't you want to be out there?
You start to look like a bad teammate.
Yeah,
whether that's fair or not.
No, I mean, it's the business. I think those guys get it, but it's so much harder to sit back knowing that your team's practicing than just a regular day in the summer.
I'm with you. I think the guys in the dressing room understand.
Yeah,
but the fan base starts to go, "Well, where are you? What are you doing?" Mm-hmm. Most fans don't get upset with the organization. I will. But most fans don't get upset with the organization and how they bungled it all along. They say, get your ass out on the ice for $7 million.
Yeah.
Or whatever, because it's money that you can't comprehend, which I get.
Right.
But you just need to think about it from a different perspective. I mean, the Bruins are sitting on billions of dollars.
Yeah.
So pay the guy an extra million a year.
I know.
Because you screwed it up. The Bruins screwed it up. On his call, real quick, before we get to our expectations, you can jump in here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. Open lines there. We're not talking Bruins all day. We will get to the Patriots. They wound up cutting a disgruntled wide receiver yesterday.
You don't want anybody to lose their job, but kind of hilarious.
Kind of hilarious.
Like, we were talking about Jalen Reagor and his post, and then gone.
It seemed warranted.
Yep.
We'll get to who would you rather be, the Patriots or the Jets, here on a Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keefe. But again, we started Bruins here today. I want to agree with Marty on, since Tim Thomas, I think I like Swayman the best out of the goalies they've had.
Well, you don't like Tuukka. See, I think Tuukka was good.
Well, this is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Tuukka won a Vezina.
Yep.
Tuukka, for all of the...
Got to two cups.
He did. For all the playoff pants pooping, he was incredible in the Eastern Conference Final against Pittsburgh. The Carolina Hurricanes in 2019 were not some great team, but he was incredible in that series as well. And so I don't want to shortchange Tuukka and overstate what Swayman has done. Ullmark won a Vezina. I think Swayman's definitely better than Allmark, but you can point to that hardware and say Allmark's done it.
But Allmark, I mean, talk about a playoff pooper.
Pants crap. Even he makes Rask look like Hasek.
I was going to say, like, that is the guy that he kind of loses any kind of argument Allmark would have based off of that. But yeah, that one regular season you can't take away from him. He was fantastic.
And so I want to go where the caller went. But some of that might be wishful thinking and wish casting because, you know, proof is in the hardware. Rask got to some cups. He won a Vezina.
Yeah.
But I would definitely put Swayman ahead of Allmark in terms of the recent vintage goalies.
I think Swayman's definitely better than Allmark. I mean, I don't want to do Rask versus Thomas today. I mean, that's a long fought, hard thing. Like, Thomas was great for a run or two, right? In like a season or two. Like, I think Rask was better overall, but that's not neither here nor there.
Hang on, you're a Rask over Thomas guy?
I mean, Thomas had the high-end playoff run, but I think overall Rask, like, aren't his numbers better across the board?
I don't know. Thomas won two Vezinas.
Yeah.
And he won a cup. And he won a Conn Smythe.
But he was like the Kurt Warner, Terrell Davis. Like, he only did it in a couple years, I feel like.
Yeah, but.
Didn't he?
Yeah, sure. But who do you want?
Oh, was it game seven or was it for their career?
But like, who do you want? Terrell Davis or I don't know. Who's a running back who never won? Who was
Priest
there?
Holmes?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I liked Priest Holmes.
Give me Priest Holmes.
But I would say give me Terrell Davis.
Would you take Joe Flacco or Dan Marino? Joe Flacco had an unbelievable playoff run and won a Super Bowl.
Okay, but in this scenario, Flacco would have also won two MVPs.
That's true. He didn't have the regular season
Kurt Warner or Dan Marino.
Great show on turf, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe great show on turf. But the point.
I didn't realize we were doing Rask versus Thomas today.
I wasn't prepared. I didn't have my numbers with me. I would have brought my briefcase with Rask stats. But no. I mean, that's fine. Like, I don't think it really matters. The point is with Swayman, I think I have no problem paying him that money. I think he's going to have to be that good. And you're putting all the pressure on. But I also like the fact that you're kind of going with this new wave. Like, however many more years Marchand has, great. But now you're turning it over to Pasternak, McAvoy, Swayman. And so you take that three, and that's going to be the next decade of Bruins hockey, give or take. I think that's good. I would rather that than kind of looking for a goalie every couple of years and seeing what's out there.
Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders or Terrell Davis?
Barry Sanders.
Yeah, that one might sway me.
Barry Sanders,
for sure. It's hard to hate on Barry Sanders.
Oh, yeah. I'd take Barry Sanders over any running back.
That was a text, 37937. I also like this one. Jones calls it a dressing room. Dale would be proud. I'm telling you.
He's a hockey guy.
I mean, WEI is a hockey station.
Dressing room.
I think as we've learned today, it's a hockey station here.
They put their sweaters on in the dressing room.
Yeah. They put their sweaters on
in
the dressing
room. Shake hands at the end of the show.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, we respect each other.
We love that.
Yeah. No matter what happens, we respect one another. That's what we do. When the shows turn over, it's like a line change.
Yep. Heart Narcan.
Hockey turn.
We're a
line
club.
Change.
Yeah. Yep. What was that?
We're a club.
Not
a team.
No, we're a club. We're a sports radio club.
The hockey club.
Not a team.
Is that what Utah's going with? Are they just hockey club or do they pick a name yet?
I don't know.
Because they had some good choices. Remember, it was like Yeti? Yeah, you know, they had like some actual good ones.
I don't recall. Did they?
I think they did.
Nice.
Yeah. Utah
Hockey Club. It might just be
Utah Hockey Club.
That's what they went with, right?
Yeah.
No, I like the Commanders. I'm sorry. I like Washington football team over the Commanders.
So do I. Football team ended up growing on me, and Commanders stinks.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hockey Club, I guess, is just what they're going to be.
Nice.
I don't know, but they had some fun ones. They had like Avalanche.
Blizzard,
that's what it was. Avalanche is already there.
Yeah, Colorado's got something to say about that.
So like, it's like in the CFL, there's two Rough Riders.
Yeah.
It's like, we're the Rough Riders.
We're
the Rough Riders. I think there's two Rough Riders.
It's like Clemson versus LSU. They're both the Tigers.
Yeah.
What do we think of the Bruins this year? We think they're going to be good?
I think playoff team. Again, you know, last year, after some of the changes that they had made with, you know, Bergeron and Krejci leaving, my thought was, they might not make the playoffs. And then I was looking at all the teams in the Eastern Conference, and you're like, no, they're one of the best eight teams. And then they were. Then they got in. I think it's similar this year. Like, there's teams that are going to be chasing, like Florida, clearly, maybe Carolina. In the East? Like, Jersey's probably going to be good. So I think the Bruins, though, are one of the eight best teams. Like, I think they should be a playoff team. Now, they need Swayman to be a part of that. I don't know with Korpisalo, but with Swayman, they're a playoff team.
I mean, I think they're a playoff team, and I think they should do exactly what they did a year ago, which is advance at least
around. Win around?
Yeah, and maybe they go farther. Let's see with Lindholm. Let's see with Zadorov, who, by the way, I'm more skeptical of. But let's see with those guys. And, if I'm Swayman, I look at those two contracts and I go, you can throw money at Elias Lindholm, who stunk last year.
Yeah.
And Zadorov, who no one's heard of until the Bruins sign him. I'm talking about fans, not people in the NHL.
Yeah.
No one's heard of. Like, if you can pay those guys, you can pay me. So we'll see where this goes. Good old-fashioned scoop-off here at WEEI. Don Sweeney and Jim Montgomery speaking shortly afternoon. We'll carry it here live on Jones and Keith. Let's get to the Patriots. A disgruntled wide receiver cut yesterday by the Pats. Because of not just social media complaining, but apparently complaining within the team. How big of an issue is it for the Patriots? How's Gerard Mayo going to handle it? Let's get to it next.
Yeah, mounting frustration that's not about to turn into Vesuvius, though. I think that that's where we have to put it in context. You I think, illustrated it well at the beginning. Your frustration is, hey, we lost. There's a guy on the radio who's asking me why we lost. Might as well be honest about it because this is the year of transparency. And the same thing goes for Pop Douglas. You know, be transparent. Okay, I'm not getting the ball. I really wish I was. I feel like I'm open. You guys can all watch the film, and there are occasions where I'm open. Why is that not happening? And to express it. But again, it's what is it? What is that frustration leading to? So I think there's definitely frustration, but I don't think it's moving towards insubordination.
Jalen Reagor may want a word.
See you later, Jalen Reagor.
We barely knew you.
Yeah. Made the initial 53 out of camp.
Yeah.
Then they had such a high waiver claim that they had to pounce on all these linemen, and they had to make room. They had to cut four guys to make room for all their claims. One of them was Jalen Reagor, who did have one nice kick return a year ago.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Against Buffalo. He is a former number first-round pick, one of the great busts of recent times, specifically because he was drafted right ahead of Justin Jefferson, because the guys in Philly didn't think Jefferson could line up everywhere or run all the routes, and apparently they thought Jalen Reagor could. So he's bounced around to a couple different teams. And then we stumbled upon this yesterday. He on his Instagram story, put out that meme of what we are now being told is a Bugatti.
Yeah, apparently, I like this. Our buddy Matt tweeted this at us yesterday. It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. At Jones WEEI, at Keefe21, he says, it's a $2 million Bugatti in a trailer park. You guys sound like senior citizens.
That's true. We didn't know the car. We're not car guys.
I was unfamiliar with the meme.
But it's a $2 million car.
Yep.
Next to just like a hunk of crap.
In a carport. Yeah.
In a carport. And not like a fancy house by any means. So what he was trying to say there, Jones, is that the team sucks and they're sitting on this. They're not letting him play. They needed to unleash Jalen Reagor. And they did. In a matter of speaking, he was released. Which, great call. Honestly, great call. You don't need practice squad players chirping at you. Even need bottom of the active roster guys chirping at you right now. And it's also really easy to do when it's a Jalen Reagor. You know, if this was Drake May or even somebody like Pop Douglas, and Pop Douglas kind of voiced his frustrations in the locker room. Yeah, it's a business. You can't cut those guys for that. But you can make an example of, like, not every guy's equal, right? No matter how many people will try to tell you that or coaches will try to say it, it's not true. Not every guy is equal.
It's easy to cut the guy who is a bust, who has taken the pick before Justin Jefferson.
See you later, dude.
Bounced around the league and is on the practice squad. Then it is a guy who maybe you believe in, like Pop Douglas. I heard Andy Hart talking about this yesterday on WEI Afternoons. I think it's a good point. They're making an example of Reagor to other guys popping off in the locker room, which tells you they're a little worried about the situation. It might not be Vesuvius, Curran.
Nope.
But they're a little worried about what's going on in the locker room. And by the way, this is not isolated to social media by Jalen Reagor. Doug Kide wrote yesterday, Rager's release wasn't the direct result of the social media post.
Ooh, that was the straw that broke the camel's back, perhaps?
Yeah. The speedy wideout had expressed similar sentiments internally leading up to Tuesday's roster move, according to a source. So, like, can you imagine the eye rolling on the team?
Chirping around, like, dude, like, this guy?
I'm like a Bugatti in a carport.
You're the seventh wide receiver in the worst wide receiver room.
Right.
It's the worst receiver room. Well, second, third worst receiver room in the NFL.
There.
Maybe the worst in the NFL. And you're seventh on the depth chart.
Yeah, and he won't shut up about it. Like, how could they leave me on the practice squad?
Does part of you kind of like the confidence?
I respect it to a degree, I'm not going to lie.
Like the insane level of confidence.
Yeah.
Guy's been cut from every NFL team he's ever been on, and yet he's like, I need to be out there.
Right.
You know what you guys need? Me.
Drafted before Justin Jefferson, and something there, he's like,
have that.
I could be Justin Jefferson.
He was a first-round pick.
Yeah, if I just went to a better situation.
I can't say that. You can't say that. Nope. A lot of people can't say that.
No.
He was a first-round
pick. Laughed at the Eagles for taking him.
Of course, neither of us are in the NFL now.
No, but if you just didn't leave me in the garage,
right,
I could be Justin Jefferson. He probably has that kind of irrational confidence.
So now there's just a Bugatti driving around. Somebody can claim him.
So look, I mean, we'll see if we're ahead of things with the scoop off at WEEI.
Oh boy.
Keefe with news again today. The Bruins are not close and it's not done. With Jeremy Swayman, who's asking for $10 million and the Bruins won't go north of $8 million. All of this according to Scoops Keefe. We'll see who's right on that. I think we were ahead of the curve yesterday on this, and we've been ahead of it the last couple of days. It's a challenge for Gerard Mayo. I want to get the exact wording on how Mike Reese wrote this. Reese said, I view this as one of the first big tests for a Green coaching staff, and I'm curious how they respond. These challenges, the second guessing, the lack of belief, that's a real issue for Jerod Mayo, and it's happening early in his tenure.
Well, it's funny because you go back to the Matt Judon situation at camp, and we were like, oh, man, under Belichick, that never would have happened. But that did get figured out. Right, like they did. They moved on from him.
Yeah, they took a while.
And no. I think it could have been quicker. And I'm not changing how I felt at the time. Like, I don't think it still wouldn't have happened that way with Belichick, like guy on the field and all of that. I'm sure there would have been squabbles, and I'm sure Belichick got into plenty of those issues. But that was a very bizarre scene for a day or two. But that didn't drag into the season. He was traded. They got a pick for future years, and they moved on. That was one guy that was popping off about his contract. See you later. He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a guy who's not even really on the team popping off about playing time. See you later. Like that, I think that's a good, that's smart by Mayo. Now it's two games into a 17-game season. After one loss, you're already getting a lot of guys saying stuff. And you're like, all right, you're going to lose probably a lot of games. Like, how is this going to go? But I don't know. I'm sure guys on the team are looking around being like, all right, maybe I feel the same way as Rager, but maybe I'll cool off a little bit.
Yeah.
I do want to keep my job.
Did they make an example of him? Was it a good move? And to your point, it's easier to make an example of Jalen Rager than Judon, but they dragged their feet on the Judon one. This one, they were pretty swift. So what do you think of it? 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, it's not easy in the scoop streets out there, Keith.
No. Evidently, it is tough to stick around.
How about this for breaking news out of the NBA? Adrian Wojnarowski retiring.
Just retiring. He scooped himself. It was a Woj bomb saying that he's done. So he had like a little write-up, and you could find it on his Twitter, I'm sure his Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, my first thought is he's only 55, number one. My first thought is you hope it's not something health-related.
He's out of the demo.
He is out of the demo.
Yeah.
You hope it's not something health-related. He reiterates over and over again that how time-consuming the job is. If you've seen what we posted on social media today, I mean, Keith is working three phones, trying to work the phones.
You can't sleep with this job.
Right.
So he probably hasn't slept in 30, 40 years, this guy.
These guys age like presidents.
Yeah.
And so he's 55 years old. He says over and over again he wants to spend more time with his family, or he makes that clear.
Right.
You hope it's not health-related, right? You hope
100%.
You hope he's just saying, you know what, it's just not for me anymore. I've done it. He's written books, and he's a phenomenal writer. You wouldn't know that anymore about Woj because you just see him on TV and radio, and he's pretty much in the multimedia game.
Yeah,
phenomenal. I used to love his columns at Yahoo. Miracle.
Where was he? Was he with like? There was like a trio of writers that are all super famous now that covered like Fresno State or something.
Oh,
they covered like a way old school team.
No, he covered Jerry Tarkanian at Fresno State.
Yeah. Amazing. I remember reading all that stuff. I read the Tark book, and like that's all in there. It's good.
He wrote Miracle at St. Anthony. I'm not much of a book reader, but he wrote Miracle at St. Anthony, which is about Bob Hurley. You know, kids, Danny Hurley.
Their high school team was loaded.
And Bobby Hurley.
Yep.
You know, he wrote about that. So phenomenal writer.
Yeah, maybe
he gets more into that. Andrew Marchand at The Athletic said he's turning down $20 million for this.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's a budget cut at ESPN, but you never know.
No, I'm sure he's made a lot of money, too. And, like, good for him if he's going to enjoy the hell out of his life the rest of the way.
But my point is I hope that's what it is. I hope he's walking away by choice and not some health scare or something like that.
I mean, his guy that he worked with and is now sort of the next Woj, Shams Charania, is kind of it. Like, there's not a lot of guys. Like, Woj is the one. Remember, like, Schefter and Woj.
Yeah,
like there are other guys reporting Scoops Keefe, but you know those are the three that you think of when you're like, all right, who's breaking the most stories?
Yeah,
like it was. Remember, people wouldn't even believe it. I remember to the point where the Raptors. This was years ago. The Raptors signed a player, and even their own Twitter account was like, Woj is reporting we signed so-and-so. Like, they were like, they took him for us. Like, hey, you're the team.
Yeah.
You should know who you have. But they would cite Woj.
Masai Ujiri, but whatever.
No.
Did Woj say it's happening, yes or no?
No, Woj. So, no, he's an all-timer. He is one of the, like, as far as, like, reporters are concerned, he is a Hall of Famer.
So, I don't know, maybe there's a vacuum to fill there, Terp. Not that we want to lose you on Twitch or anything, but, you know, maybe there's
get out there.
Yeah, get in there and fill that void. Meanwhile, not easy in the scoop streets. Rich Keefe reporting the Bruins are not close on Jeremy Swayman. Courtney Cox said earlier today on WEEI it's done. So we'll see. A lot of people talking to WEEI about the Bruins. We'll follow that. We'll get more into the Patriots releasing Jalen Rager. How big of a problem is the locker room for the Patriots right now? Plus, who would you rather be, the New York Jets or the New England Patriots? Sounds easy on the surface. I don't think it's so easy. Let's get to it next.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.